VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday addressed his country's parliament. He said the information and evidence that has been obtained so far points to Jamal Khashoggi being the victim of a very cruel murder. He said the killing of the Saudi journalist was a premeditated act and that all those responsible, including whoever ordered the operation, should be punished. Erdogan gave details about what happened starting the day before Khashoggi visited the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. He said multiple teams flew to Istanbul to meet Khashoggi and then remove the hard drive from the site surveillance system. In Russia today for talks on the INF Treaty, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton talked about President Trump's concerns about Khashoggi's death.
He has heard both the king and the crown prince deny that they had any involvement in this tragedy. Secretary of State Pompeo has just come back from Saudi Arabia, where he met with both of them, and is in really continuing discussions. We need to get to the bottom of this, and we need to have a truthful explanation.
Also on Tuesday, Bolton said that plans are being made for President Trump to meet with Russian leader Vladimir Putin next month in Paris. He said he had a, quote, series of very comprehensive and productive discussions with Putin, including talks on arms control and Trump's decision to withdraw from an arms treaty signed in 1987. Bolton also said he raised the issue of Russia's interference in U.S. elections and warned that continuing to do so would be counterproductive for Russia. This is VOA News. A high-profile economic forum is taking place in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. It is Saudi Arabia's first major event on the world stage since the recent killing of the Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Khashoggi's death loomed large over the start of the event, known as the Future Investment Initiative, which came as Turkey's President Erdogan told lawmakers that Saudi officials had murdered Khashoggi in their Istanbul consulate after plotting his death for days. At the opening of the conference, Saudi's energy minister described the journalist's killing as abhorrent. Some of the forum's keynote speakers and numerous Western executives and officials had cancelled plans to attend over the slaying.
Among those absent from the conference, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde. Saudi Arabia has agreed to lend Pakistan $3 billion and let the country defer payments for oil imports worth $3 billion for a one-year period. The Pakistani government announced the details Tuesday at the end of Prime Minister Imran Khan's official visit to Riyadh, where he met with Saudi leadership. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May continues to try to persuade skeptical members of the British Parliament to back her plan for leaving the European Union by next March.
Serving our national interest will demand that we hold our nerve through these last stages of the negotiations, the hardest part of all. It will mean not giving in to those who want to stop Brexit with a politician's vote.
The UN Refugee Agency has sent dozens of staff to southern Mexico to try to help stabilize a chaotic situation and screen the asylum claims of many of the thousands of people in a migrant caravan heading toward the United States. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
More than 45 UN refugee staff have arrived in Tapachula in Chiapas State, Mexico, and others are on their way. The UNHCR says conditions on the ground appear to be somewhat calmer and more orderly than in previous days, but UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says with some 7,000 desperate people on the move, the situation could change at any time.
Many people are having food, water, health, and other needs. There's also kidnapping and security risks in areas the caravan may venture into.
U.S. stocks rebounded from steep early losses by the close of Tuesday's trading. At one point, the Dow was down 500 points. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.